Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Popcorn,
this is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on a Thursday edition, and I guess it is a really good morning for a lot of businesses in Sedgwick County with the announcement yesterday from the governor that the decree that all counties could basically determine their own fate, Shane. And so off we go. Kind of interesting. I don't know about you. I'm not going to a restaurant yet. That's just my own personal, not in the inside anyway, but.
I have a couple times.
Atta boy.
So it's, yeah, without over politicizing this and not taking sides, our governor left it up to the counties. Mm-hmm. And then apparently, after a somewhat heated debate, the Sedgwick County Commission voted not to impose additional limits on residents and businesses, but continuing with recommendations, which makes sense, you know. The recommendation was approved 3-2 with a modification that further defines public gatherings. That's probably the biggest takeaway from this. Like, how many people are we talking about here that's still okay? And persons commonly known to one another and allow gatherings of up to 20 individuals is okay now. That's up from 15, the limit imposed by the governor in phase two, which expired at midnight. And, you know, the big takeaway here is bars, restaurants, and places that are designed for social gathering are free to do what they want now. There's still a suggestion by the commissioner, the commissioning board, body, whatever, to if you have a bar, nightclub, or something similar, that please strongly consider waiting till June 8th, which would have been phase three to start with from the governor, which is now no longer a phase. So,
okay. So, you know, some of you could go ahead and open, you know, if you want, but, you know, we'd really prefer if you'd wait till June 8th. How the hell is that going to work out?
Well, I don't know, but.
I mean, come on. My goodness.
Okay, well.
I mean, if you're open, you're open, right?
Well, they're not open.
So that's restaurants aren't open yet?
No, I'm talking about bars.
Bars aren't open?
Talking about bars.
Bars.
If you serve food,
I got you.
You've always had the option to carry out, deliver, you know, curbside.
Sure.
And just happen to serve alcohol. We're talking strictly nightclubs, bowling alleys, the stuff that
things of that nature.
Got the kibosh.
How are gyms? Where are gyms on this list?
Well,
they
since
were
I'm not a gym guy, I can't speak eloquently on that. Jad?
Jim? They were already allowed to be reopened.
Okay.
So gyms have been open?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, all right. So Sedgwick County
we'll see how it rolls.
Kind of open for business now. I also noticed this is on the news, and that was courtesy mostly of KWCH Channel 12, so thank you folks for that and alerting me on the Facebook. Also, some water parks are kind of given the green light to open with a few limitations. I know Rock River Rapids, I think, down in Derby, and one other one. I don't know. I hate to put you on the spot and lean on you on this, Jad, but one other water park around here within a week or so is free to open up, and the name of it escapes me.
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, but bottom line is water parks, swimming pools. Swimming pools was another one, Bruce. You talked about bars, bowling alleys, swimming pools. They were, I think, that was a no-no up until now, too. So I'm sure that'll spark a big debate on should we be doing this, should we not be doing this. Small businesses and restaurants got to make a living, too. We've got to open up the economy at some point anyway versus – don't you care about the health and well-being and safety of the rest of your
Well, it sounds like it was a debate that raged pretty pretty fluidly in the county commission, within the county commission yesterday. So,
yeah, I didn't watch it. Wasn't privy to it. But, yeah, according to reports, it was at least a little heated. And you'd expect that. I mean, you know, I'd be surprised if it was unanimous either way. You know, that's just kind of the way we are in this pandemic. We're kind of, I don't want to say we're split right down the middle because I don't want to make those kinds of declarations.
Yeah,
I hear you. You know, there are those that think that we need to get back to it. Let's go. It's been 11 weeks. There has been a relatively low number of cases in Sedgwick County, which is, you know, that's part of the reason why I brought up the TBT maybe coming to Coke Arena yesterday, just kind of off the cuff talking. You know, but there's a lot of gray area in there and restaurants and bars and, well, frankly, a bunch of places in Old Town, you know, that could really benefit from that vote from the Sedgwick County Commission that has relaxed everything. And it's like, go as can, whatever you feel like you need to do. You know, employers can force their employees to wear masks if they so choose. It can be optional. I mean, this is about as close to business as usual as we've been in 11 weeks. So, and the governor kind of green-lit everybody around the state. It's like however the counties see fit. And like I said, you can have your own opinions on whether the governor should or shouldn't have done that or continued to phase everything back in little by little. But according to the data, Sedgwick County there have been few cases and few hospitalizations and at least few enough that it's time. So,
well, let's hope that that statistic holds steady. That'll be the big thing. And what, 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, we'll probably start to get a fair amount of data. And you hope that the data, you know, supports this move. It's the irony of it with the backdrop of passing 100,000 deaths in our country is not lost on me. I don't know. It seems.
Well, you also have to find out where the biggest concentration of those deaths are. I mean, you can use numbers however you see fit in any set of data.
No question.
I mean, for example, Allen County in Kansas, which is only about four counties over from here, zero cases. Mm-hmm. Zero cases reported. Like none. And actually, there's another county not terribly far from here. I saw the readout on the news yesterday, one of the very few times in my adult life that I've watched the news. But there's another county or two. Well, I'm not kidding.
Are you saying that with pride?
No. Full disclosure, okay? Like, hey, what are you doing talking about the news? You never talk about the news. It's because I never watch it.
Right.
But there are certain counties in Kansas that have had none. And that doesn't mean none, period,
well,
but none reported.
I certainly hope it stays that way. I really do. So, and
by the way, Shane?
I know.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about a splash park, aqua park. Was that the South Wichita one?
No.
Then you're thinking maybe of Buffalo?
Perhaps.
Over west?
There were two different ones, yeah. The one down south, Rock River Rapids, that's the one.
Well, that's Derby, but there's one in South Wichita called Splash Aqua Park.
That's it.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Splash Aqua Park was the one I was thinking of. It's going to be able to open with a little bit of restriction, too. So as the weather warms up, man, you know, people, I don't think that was a coincidence either.
No, I think you're right.
You know, you look at the weather forecast, and it's already Memorial Day. It's going to be in the upper 80s, even to the lower 90s within the next week. And, you know, I don't want to say COVID be damned, but people get cabin fever, and people got to go back to work, and people got to exercise, and people got to, you know, get back into some sense of their normalcy, too. And the governor now has allowed it. So, big day for Wichita yesterday. All right. So, let's start the show, shall we? What's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets at Tyler Crossing. We have, the Nationals are in the news, and I didn't realize that Max Scherzer was part of the Players Union, and he had a little something to tweet out in rebuttal of the owner's proposal. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction has been pushed back to 2021. We'll talk about that in the next segment, and if the NBA continues, should teams outside the playoff picture get a chance at the postseason? In other words, will they just rank the teams 1 through 16 regardless of division? We can kick that around. Cindy, a Twitter question coming up, of course. Something we didn't get to yesterday was college football opening their doors back up to voluntary workouts, and OU's Lincoln Riley sticking to his guns that he doesn't think before July is prudent. So even though college football programs are allowed to open their doors before then, Lincoln Riley's not going to do it. And also Taylor Eldridge will join us second hour. He'll talk about the basketball tournament. There's a red shirt on the men's basketball team that the coaches are raving about, and whatever else Taylor's been up to over the last couple of months as well. So Taylor will join us at 10:25. And we have it on pretty good authority that Coke Arena is in the running to be that spot to host the basketball tournament. We'll get the very latest from our Shocker insider, Taylor Eldridge. Okay, did you see the, on a lighter note, how about we go there? The Washington Nationals on Sunday revealed their World Series rings. And, of course, they're gaudy. But beyond the 170 diamonds they feature, it also features a spelling error, kind of. Every year, as we know, championship rings outdo the previous year's championship rings. And each championship-winning team tries to one-up the winning teams of the past, and the Nationals, while trying to follow suit, didn't really bother checking their grammar. And this is really amazing that it got this far. The Nationals team motto during the 2019 season was, quote, go 1-0 every day, unquote. Okay? But every day was written as a single word. Mm. And as we know, every day one word is an adjective.
As we should know, I guess.
Every day, in the Nationals' case, they meant every day, of course, is a noun, right? And should be two words. So, well, beyond the spelling error, 170 diamonds, 55 rubies, and 32 sapphires are crammed into that ring, believe it or not. Hey, spelling errors happen. We see it all the time on Twitter.
Yeah, I hear you.
Your versus you are, and there and there, and the grammar police are everywhere. But honestly, when you think about the number of eyeballs that had to be on those rings to approve what it looks like, how did nobody take notice of that?
It's a great question.
I mean, we're talking about a championship ring.
Yeah, someone had to proof it, right?
It's more than someone. Probably multiple someones, I'd hope.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, and I guess the more I see these rings and how they evolve, is the point to be able to wear a ring? Because you can't even wear them now. I mean, they're so ridiculous that you can't even wear them. So they aren't really even rings. I mean, they're more like, I don't know, they're just more like a commemorative piece of like jewelry.
Like a big expensive paperweight, honestly.
Yeah, something like that. So, I mean, they're not even rings. Not in the typical fashion like you would wear one. I can't see anyone having an occasion to wear something so over the top and gaudy. So, I mean, if you're going to do that, let's design baubles or whatever that are made for display or whatever the case may be, but that aren't typically a ring that you would never wear because it's just ridiculous.
If you're still into such things, how about a belt buckle? You could make that as gaudy as you wanted to, like those old cowboy belt buckles used to be.
Yeah, at least they're
three or four times as big, and you can display all kinds of stuff and put all kinds of diamonds and rings.
I mean, we always thought that championship belts in boxing were a little over the top.
Yeah.
But they're calling want their, you know, subtlety back from these damn rings that are being made. Please.
Okay, so speaking of the Nationals, Washington pitcher Max Scherzer was among eight players on the union's executive subcommittee and issued a statement yesterday. Yeah, calling management's proposal for more salary cuts a non-starter. So, yeah, there was the fire back, and Tony Clark didn't have to say anything because Scherzer did it for him. A day after Major League Baseball proposed a sliding scale of salary slashing for a pandemic-delayed season, the union held a conference call Wednesday. See, here's the kind of details we were looking for yesterday. The union held a conference call Wednesday that included the executive board, player reps, and alternate player reps. No specifics were given because no details were announced, and Scherzer confirmed the call but didn't say who was on it. Quote, this is on Twitter. After discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no need to engage with MLB any further in any further compensation reductions. We have previously negotiated a pay cut in the version of prorated salaries, so there's no justification to accept a second pay cut based on current information the union has received, unquote.
Yeah.
And so that sounds to me like, all right, we're done here unless you guys like this is a staring contest that the Players Association were like, not just no, but hell no. So come back with something else or don't come back. And, you know, I didn't think about it at the time, but Brett Anderson, Milwaukee pitcher, who is really good follow on Twitter, made a really good point and one that was kind of lost on me yesterday. He said, interesting strategy of making the best, most marketable players potentially look like the bad guys. Because they're the ones that stand to lose the most money. They're the ones that get not taxed the most, but I guess that's the comparison. You know, they're in the highest tax bracket, so they're getting slashed the most. And frankly, Max Scherzer makes a ton of money too. So
sure. Well, his point of having settled on a prorated economic package, payment package, back in March is a good one, and it kind of gets lost in the shuffle that, hey, this isn't the first time they've talked about how they would return and money, and they had had agreed to, to a prorated, so the players are wanting to obviously stick by that. I don't know. Good for Max Scherzer. I thought he was strong, and they took a – but I don't know. I don't know, Shane. I don't know how this plays out in the court of public opinion.
Well, one other thing. It wasn't just about that and Max Scherzer beating his chest. I mean, they actually went back and wanted more than 82 games. Their proposal was 100 games.
For like 100,
or
right?
Closer or closer to 100, yeah. So, you know, it wasn't just a fire back on social just to make the owners look like bags. But and if you missed it yesterday, Mike Trout and Garrett Cole are the richest players in the game as far as their contract worth, over $30 million. With the newest proposal by the owners, Trout and Cole would be cut to about $8 million each. And by the way, your boy, Nolan Arenado, would drop from $35 million to $7.84 million.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have to, dig open that whole can of worms again. Like, If you're in Arenado's shoes, it's like, hell no, I'm not doing that. But if you're in Joe Schmo's shoes, you're like, you're still making $7.84 million, and it's just for this year. So as we've talked about twice, at least twice in the last couple of days, about the court of public opinion,
yeah,
it's messy. It's messy. Points, salient and otherwise, are being made. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like, man, I can kind of see where Scherzer's coming from. I kind of get it. They've already been prorated once. Why are they coming back with another cut? But then, you know, when you try to – and I'm not saying he should have judged the room because – well, yeah, I guess I am because he put it on Twitter for everybody to see. And that, I mean everybody, professional athletes or otherwise.
Right.
So you're not exactly going to get much sympathy for the guy buying GA tickets and the left field bleachers. So
I like it. I thought it was a solid mic drop moment. I liked the end of his statement, the last couple sentences. I'm glad to hear after the players voicing the same viewpoint and believe MLB's economic strategy would completely change if all documentation were to become public information.
Yes.
That's
that's what you and I were kind of looking for yesterday.
Right.
It's like, well, what all went into this? You know,
we're
just seeing the sexy stuff and the highlights. We didn't.
Right.
We're not seeing the nuts and bolts of what's going on.
It's wonderfully cryptic, but it indicates that there's probably a great deal more under the surface that we haven't quite gotten to, and maybe at some point we will. I don't know. It seems so misplaced at a time where we are right now, but I guess I get it. I really do.
Well, it sounds to me like players are really digging in their heels on this. Like, enough.
They are.
No, we're not doing that. Think of something
exactly.
Else.
Yeah, exactly. And so off we go. And off we go on a Thursday edition. Shane and Bruce, Jad Chambers producing. 9:23 in the a.m. Sports Daily on this 28th day of May. Open for business in Sedgwick County as we continue to be open for business here on Sports Daily. Back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.